prompted you to become an English teacher?
I didn't want to live in Britain.
Right.
So it was a good way to get out of Britain.
Yeah.
And when I came on holiday to Prague and started looking for a job, I realised there was two options. Teaching English, which lots of people seem to be doing, or working in the bar or making pizza.
Yeah. You've lived in Prague since?
1993.
Why did you move to Prague to teach?
Because I came on holiday.
Uh-huh.
The original plan was to buy a transit or something and just go, but then I realised I didn't know how to repair engines or fix functions or anything. So I thought that wasn't such a good idea. And then I started investigating some different places. So I went and visited some friends in Spain. I visited a friend in France. I think I went to Germany as well. And then I thought, well, I should go somewhere I've never been to before. So I came on holiday to Prague. I thought it seemed like a good place for me.
That was it. Lovely. What do your trainees like most about Prague?
What do my trainees like most about Prague? Well, I think that it's quite a safe and condensed city. But I don't know if it's what I like or what they like. For a lot of them, the nightlife's important. There's a lot of good bars and clubs and whatever going on. And also you've got that transport, so it's easy to live here and find things to do that you enjoy. It's a nice size.
How did you become the course director at Oxford TEFL Prague?
I, in some ways, sat in the same spot for long enough.
Yeah.
It's not exactly true because I was already working as a tutor in Barcelona. And so when Oxford TEFL decided to open a school in Prague, because I already lived here, I said, let me go back there, you know, I'd be quite happy to go up there for a month or two. That all seemed good for them as well, to send somebody up there and knew about the place. And then as I was coming here more and more often, so then they asked me, did I want to come here permanently and work as a course director?
Cool. What do you believe is the most challenging thing about the Trinity Serve TESOL course?
Different for different people. In terms of an individual piece of work, the learner profile. I mean, it's a needs analysis where you're taking one of the learners that you're teaching, getting samples of their English, analysing their strengths and weaknesses, and then deciding what you would teach them for a one-to-one class and in future classes, so creating a mini-syllabus. So you're really involving all the aspects of teaching there in terms of language analysis, prioritising, and then actually teaching with a plan that will have clear aims and clear ways of assessing whether those aims are met. It's got everything.
The whole kit and caboodle in one go.
And you've got 2 weeks to do it, basically.
What do you think is the most rewarding thing about your job?
I think it's lovely to have people coming in every month and getting a lot out of the course. You see people developing as teachers, you also see people developing as people. And then also, quite aside from the course director, the training, working with the students, you're also in a position where you see a lot of fun, you see a lot of personality, you build relationships. It's quite nice. You help people to understand friends.
If you could give one piece of advice to a new teacher, what would it be?
Correct your students. Listen to them, correct them. Is that two pieces?
Well, you can't do one without the other, so let's...
Correct your students, often, by listening and observing what they produce.
Okay. What has been your biggest accomplishment?
I don't know, I don't really want to name names, but there's a lot of... When you get a trainee through who you have serious doubts about getting through, not just because you've enabled things, but because you've actually had the trust in them and enabled them to find the resources within themselves to get themselves through it, then that's a huge come through.
What's on the horizon for you? What's coming up?
What is coming up? Well, you don't want to hear about the Prague Open.
No, that's Prague Open, no.
The league fixtures at the end of February.
Yeah.
What's coming up? A lot's coming up because we've got DIP, TESOL candidates in Brno, so there's a bit of travelling down there. I'm running that as a kind of micro group within the main DIP course Oxford TEFL's running. There's also working on the main Oxford TEFL DIP course that's running. Ongoing CERT TESOL courses. That is about it for the moment.